This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Federal officials have been in Chicago as part of ramped-up immigration enforcement raids around the country. Some local business owners are telling their employees not to report to work for now. Jonathan Zarco is the owner of Sabor Victoria, a natural spice company in Chicago. He sells his products to local grocery stores. He says they started seeing a decline in sales last week. Yesterday, he went out to see if his customers needed anything.
They're like, yeah. But, you know, we haven't got any shoppers because of the whole immigration thing. So just be careful with the order. Don't overstock because we don't know what's going on.
Zarco says he doesn't want any of his workers to go through a bad situation and told some employees to stay home, saying it's not worth the risk. Some immigrant families in Chicago also say they are staying home as immigration officials move ahead with plans to arrest and deport people. My colleague Adriana Cardona Magigad reports.
The officials say they are collaborating with federal agents like the FBI, the DEA, and the U.S. Marshals Service to start arresting immigrants. A Venezuelan woman on the south side says she is staying home with her five kids. She says, it's been almost 2 weeks since I haven't taken my kids to school because I'm afraid to leave my home or ride the bus and then get caught there or right outside the school. Federal leaders say they are pursuing criminals and people with removal orders, but warn there will be collateral arrests. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEZ News.
Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's legal team is attacking a key government mole in its closing arguments. Madigan lawyer Dan Collins labeled Danny Solis a, quote, malignant tumor at the heart of this case. Collins hit Solis as a liar and tax cheat involved in most of the counts against Madigan. The former alderman secretly recorded Madigan while steering developers to the then speaker and his law firm for possible property tax appeal work. At the same time, Solis asked Madigan to help him get a high-paying state appointment. Solis accepted Viagra and trips to massage parlors from developers and a briefcase full of cash from a Chinese businessman. Solis could avoid prison for that through his deal with prosecutors to testify against Madigan. Collins says that's an agenda that makes Solis untrustworthy. A coalition of after-school care developers and families are demanding the state release funding for their programs. Program providers say the state is dragging its feet on allocating the $50 million it has committed for after-school programs for this school year. They say more than 27,000 students have lost programming, and thousands of staff have lost jobs due to the delay. Dana Munson leads Family Focus, one of the service providers.
Our families have spoken. They're sharing their challenges, those challenges that they now face without the support of after-school programs. Our young people also have voiced their disappointment and frustration.
State officials say they're awaiting direction from lawmakers before allocating funds. Some more things you should know today. A Northwest Indiana man was fatally shot by police during a traffic stop, just days after he was pardoned by President Donald Trump for a misdemeanor related to the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. Police say Matthew Huddle of Indiana was killed yesterday by a Jasper County Sheriff's deputy. Few details have been released, but Indiana State Police say a deputy tried to arrest Huddle when a, quote, altercation took place. Investigators say he had a firearm. Huddle was sentenced to 6 months in custody in 2023 after pleading guilty to entering the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Illinois lawmakers head back to Springfield today with a second Donald Trump presidency and a multi-billion dollar budget shortfall staring them in the face. This is the first week lawmakers have been back since they were inaugurated, and it's the first time they've convened since Trump was sworn in. The state legislature's forecasting arm projects a more than $3 billion budget shortfall heading into the next fiscal year, and decisions at the federal level could exacerbate that. Today's weather, it's going to be partially cloudy and sunny, with some very gusty winds developing this afternoon. The high will be in the mid-40s. Then tomorrow, we're expecting mostly sunny skies and a high of 44 degrees. That's it for the show. If you like the rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.